90% of the big fishes in the ocean are gone. I'm not sure if that's attributed to Jeremy Jackson or Daniel Pauly or to just whom. Do you folks feel that's probably a true assessment? And what should be the attribution for that, that assessment?
Well, the attribution for the, that assessment is actually neither of those two. That came from a paper by Boris Worm and Ram Myers a couple of years ago, and it was specifically about tunas and billfish. As that has been revisited, other people have seen very, very similar kinds of things for the other large things in the sea. Basically, anything bigger than that, whether it be a fish or a turtle or a marine mammal, have suffered serious decline. Though there's variation in that, and to say that they're all at 10% level would be silly, because of course they're not. But the variation is between, say, 5 and 25%. There's very few populations of big things in the sea that are doing better than they used to, with one gelatinous exception. And those are not things that you know, figure strongly in what it is we talk about when we talk about fish.
Right. Okay, let's go.
Let me add to that, because the paper you're talking about was describing pelagic fishes and around the world. And certainly on the West Coast, we have long records of the sizes of fishes that have been caught over the last 100 years or so. And you can see a steady decline in the average size of fishes as you progress through time. And so I think it's pretty clear that we've cropped down the big old males and females of most of the fish species along this coast.
One thing, Steve, that...
Good luck.
Yeah. since you mentioned Dan Pauly, I think Dan's stunningly most amazing contribution among many is the concept of the shifting baseline. That not only are there a lot of big fish that aren't here anymore, but sometimes we can't even imagine that there were that many in the past. If you read descriptions of whales that came into Monterey Bay in the 1850s, Charles Scannon, who was one of the major whalers at the time, talked about gray whales being so abundant they were rolling around in the surf in Monterey. And in 1786, Jean de la Pérouse, who sailed into this bay on an exploratory voyage, talked about there being so many humpback whales that he found their breath annoying. There's lots of examples like that. It's just we can't imagine that kind of concentration of wildlife anymore. And we tend to try to make the oceans come back to life, but we're thinking about them coming back to life at a much lower level of wildlife than they used to be. And that's Dan Pauly's idea of shifting baselines, for which he deserves a Nobel Prize.